الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, all praises are due to Allah who guided us to this righteous way. And surely we could not have been guided if Allah had not guided us. I send peace and blessings to the seal of the prophets and messengers, the Imam of the righteous, the leader of the Mujahideen, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and upon his family and his companions, and all those who follow them to the day of judgment. As to what follows, O you who believe, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نشكر الله شكرا كثيرا. دائما, always, and forever we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having brought us to this Islamic faith, to having guided our hearts in these times of darkness, in these times of oppression. He has given us hope in a time of despair. He has given us an alternative spiritually, an alternative economically, politically. He has given us a faith to substitute those ways of life that are taking people astray. He has given us an economic system tied to our faith that is not submerged in the left, that is not submerged in the right, but that is the middle road. He has given us a system that is complete, that includes our social life, that includes our family, that breaks down the class barriers and gives us answers to all of our problems. So we say, Alhamdulillah fil ula wal akhirah, in the beginning and in the end, we say Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah to make us of those who one day in Jannah will say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. O you who believe, it has come to us last week that there are those organizing gatherings for the youth here in Metro Toronto. And they call the gathering Muslim Dance Party. And they fashion this party after the West. They bring the youth into an area, playing the music of the West, set up in the system of the West in order to supposedly give them enjoyment and entertainment. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has told us that we would follow the ways of the Christians and the Jews, inch by inch, foot by foot, so that even if they crawled into a lizard hole, we would crawl inside of it. Let us never forget that while we are here in this part of the world, and if Allah chooses to take our soul in this part of the world, then this is the whole of our existence for us. And we must realize that we should benefit from the West. We should take the good parts of Western culture. Take the technology, take the progress, take the thinking, the organization, but the moral side we should leave. We should leave the decadence which is taking this society astray. Muslim youth are coming together in different parts of North America and the Muslim world, coming together in the name of Allah, wanting to enjoy themselves, entertain themselves, but they are doing it holding and keeping the limits of Allah. The Muslim youth of North America, other groups on this continent, are coming together but maintaining the limits, maintaining their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not enough for us to have good intentions. If we have good intentions and use the evil way or use the way not prescribed by the sunnah, it is not enough for tawfiq. It is not enough for the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember that when Allah spoke about zina, when He spoke about fornication and adultery, He told us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Do not approach zina. Do not come close to those reasons that might lead you to fornication and adultery, for it is an abomination and an evil way. So let us never forget that Allah has given us a protection through His guidance. But he has told us, do not come close to those things that might lead us to an evil act. And I say from this minbar to those parents who may be involved in this month, if it happens next week, know that you have been told in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these type of gatherings will lead our youth astray and will also be held against us on the day of judgment. O Allah, bear witness that they know. O you who believe, last Wednesday I was asked by a Christian social worker, what is the miracle of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him? She said the water opened for Musa alayhi salam. The water came out of the sky for Noah alayhi salam. Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, cured the sick. He made the blind to see. He cured the lepers. What was the miracle of Muhammad, the one that you claim is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all of these famous prophets? And I told her of the many miracles of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The miracles of the time of Khaybar, when Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was struck in the eye and could not see, his eye was cured by the touch of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In Tabuk, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, fed the multitude. Many of the mujahideen were fed through the blessings from Allah through his last Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. But I remembered that the greatest miracle which is still living and standing is the miracle of Quran. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam informed us, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِلَّا أُعْتِيَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا مِثْلُهُ آمَنَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَشَرِ وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ الَّذِي أُوتِيتُهُ وَحْيًا أَوْحَاهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ فَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ تَابِعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, informed us, there has not been a prophet from amongst the Anbiya who was not given a miracle from Allah upon which the people believe. And he said, surely I have been given wahyan, ohahu Allahu ilayya. I have been given a revelation that Allah has revealed to me, and I hope that I will have the most followers on the day of judgment. And so he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that his real miracle, the essence of the message, the ayah given by Allah to mankind, is al-wahy. It is the revelation which is still in our hands. It is kalamullah al-munazzal ala Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The words of Allah that came down to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And when Allah gives his words, he is giving knowledge of the past, he is giving knowledge of the present, he is giving knowledge of the future. Because he is al-alim al-khabir. He sees, he knows the future. He knows the past. He knows the present. So all of it is the same to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his words inform us of the past. It tells us of our present, as it did to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, and it tells us of things to come. 2 weeks ago, a young Muslim girl came to the masjid from a university, the major university of Toronto, almost in tears, that she was given a book list by a professor to do a report on Wahyun, on the revelation. And she went through all of the books prescribed by this university professor. And the books were kadhib ala Allah. It was lying on Allah, saying that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an epileptic, saying that he went into fits when revelation came, saying that he studied with the monk Bahira, that when he passed the monk, he stayed there, and for years he studied, and it was from that point that he learned about the Christians and the Jews. And she asked very innocently, why would he do this? Why would he prescribe books when he knows they are not true? What does he have to prove? Again, I informed her that wahyun that you are dealing with, this is the miracle of Allah that came through his vessel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the Prophet, peace be upon him, was given knowledge of the Jews, knowledge of the Christians, that could not have been known except by a man who was deeply familiar with the most detailed of the scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. And in Surah Ali Imran, verse 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after revealing details about the birth of Yahya alayhi salam, details about the birth and life of Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her, He reveals to the Prophet and to us, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكِ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَقْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَسِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us, this is from the news, anba, the tidings and the news of the unseen, which we reveal unto you. And you were not with them when they cast their pens to decide which of them should take care of Maryam. And you were not with them when they contended amongst themselves. And so he knew through this revelation, and he revealed to the people, that the people in the time of Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her, casted their lots to take care of her. And Zechariah won, and they contended with each other. This is i'jaz. This is a miracle. It is impossible for human beings to have known something like this. It is impossible for a man in the Arabian Peninsula, with no training from the Christians and the Jews, to have known the story of Noah alayhi salam and his family. To have known the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. To have known the details of Yaqub and Yusuf. To have known the details of Sulaiman and how he spoke to the jinn, how he related to the insects. It is impossible for a man living in that part of the world to have known the details of the life of Isa alayhi salam. This is part of the i'jaz of Qur'an. It is the miracle in the Qur'an that no human being could ever duplicate. And the Qur'an also challenged in the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, up until now, it challenged the people literarily. Those who speak the Arabic language, Allah revealed, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ Allah revealed in Surah Al-Baqarah, and if you are in doubt as to that which we have revealed to our servant, then produce a chapter like it and call your helpers besides Allah if you are truthful. But if you cannot do it and you never will be able to do it, then be on guard against the fire whose fuel is men and stones. And it is prepared for the disbelievers. And give good news to those who believe and do righteous deeds, that for them are gardens in which rivers flow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to prove that nobody could match His words. Until today, nobody has been able to duplicate a surah like this. Nobody has been able to come close to the miracle of Qur'an. A few weeks ago we heard the words of non-Muslim embryologists, leading embryologists in North America, that the stages of the embryo, the stages of life revealed in Qur'an could not have been known scientifically by a man in those days. And they show it is impossible. They could find no way historically, scientifically, to try to prove that the knowledge of the womb of the woman, the embryo, could have been known by this man. And they showed us, using Surah Al-Hajj, verse 5, that there were different stages. That man was created from turab, from dust, then mudghah, something chewed, a lump of flesh. Then man was created from turab, then nutfah, the seed, then alaqah, the leech-like creature that hangs, then mudghah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in revealing these verses, did it for a purpose. He did not do it only for us to put it on display in a museum. He did not reveal these verses to us only to intellectually show to the world that the Quran is like any other book. In the beginning of this long verse in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, Ya ayyuhannas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'thi, fa'inna khalaqnakum min turabin, thumma min nutfatin, thumma min alaqatin, thumma min mudghatin mukhallaqatin, wa ghayri mukhallaqah. Allah revealed, O people, if you are in doubt about the resurrection, then surely we created you from dust, then from a small seed, then from a leech-like creature that clings, then from a lump of chewed flesh, complete in make and incomplete. So the part of the verse that was not read by the professor should be read by the believers. And it is part of our duty to mankind to give this word from Allah to them. If you are in doubt of the resurrection, if you are in doubt of Tanzeel, of the Wahi, then produce a chapter like this. Then know that you are created in stages that now you are beginning to understand. These are the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this to us. Not only to marvel upon, because we are believers without knowing the knowledge of this, but to give to those who have doubt in their hearts and show them that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us in the end of those verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ وَإِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّةً. So Allah tells us in the beginning that if you cannot produce verses or chapters like this, and you never will be able to, then fear Allah. Fear the fire. And then He tells us, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Give glad tidings to those who do good deeds, those who believe. So the end of this message is not only to present what was revealed, but to make the people fear Allah, or to have them fear the fire that Allah has prepared, and to give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also revealed in Surah Ar-Rum, Alif Lam Mim, غُلِبَتْ الرُّومُ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلْبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ وَعْدُ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in a miraculous way in the beginning of the chapter Ar-Rum, the chapter of Rome. Alif Lam Mim, the Roman Empire has been defeated in a land close by, but they, even after this defeat of theirs, will soon be victorious within a few days, within a few years. With Allah is the decision in the past and in the future. On that day shall the believers rejoice with the help of Allah. He helps whom He will, and He is exalted in might, most merciful. It is the promise of Allah, wa'adullah. Never does Allah break His promise, but most men understand not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in those days the struggle of the world powers. He revealed that the Roman Empire had been defeated, and it was defeated. In 611 they lost Damascus. In 614-15 they lost Jerusalem. The Byzantine Roman Empire was considered to be totally destroyed. Nobody could imagine that they would come back to power and defeat the Persian Empire. But surely enough, after the revealing of these verses, in 628 the Romans surprisingly came back. They reconquered their major cities. They took back Jerusalem. They celebrated in Constantinople. And so this verse was politically, historically, it was a miracle. But Allah continued that on that day, meaning in those times, in the time of Badr, and also in the future, the believers will rejoice with the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He helps whom He pleases. Those who help Him, those who submit to Him, He helps. And today we are living in this miracle. Let us realize that the withdrawal of the Soviet Union from Afghanistan is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That without the weapons of a superpower, that the Mujahideen have defeated this nation who put fear in the hearts of the world. Never since 1945 have the Russians had to turn around like this. Never could they imagine that with all of their weapons, with all of their gas, with all of their destructive forces, they would have to leave these simple Mujahideen to rule their own country. This is Nasrullah. This is I'jaz. This is something people are unable to do. And those who have experienced the Mujahideen, those who have followed what has happened, those who have been around them and seen the light coming from people who experienced this, the people who have witnessed Nasrullah, are now feeling the joy within themselves. Yafrahul mu'minun. The believers are feeling joy inside of themselves, feeling that it is Nasrullah, that now this can happen anywhere in the Muslim world. Now it has been proven to us, and the time is close, that inshaAllah the stones in Palestine will turn to other weapons, will turn to the weapons of believers, who will be ashiddah, who will be mighty upon those who are trampling the rights of Muslims. It is Nasrullah in the hearts of believers who know that in Ethiopia, this evil regime will fall when the believers come back to their strength. It is Nasrullah for the believers who are looking at the Horn of Africa, looking at Somalia, looking at the Philippines, looking at North Africa, looking in different parts of the Muslim world, to know that Allah's hand is now with us in this world. And Allah has shown us His miracle in front of our eyes. For those who have understanding, for those who have belief, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people, they do not know. And for those who do know, it is the mercy of Allah. And it is ayah, it is a sign from Allah to all of us that we should be part of this victory and we should be part of this continuing struggle until the last breath in our life. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم استغفر الله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد أيها الأحباب. With the victory of Mujahideen in Afghanistan, on this level, we have seen Nasrullah. And Allah has brought miracles in proving the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. On a group level, a national level, but also on an individualistic level. He has shown us the miracle of the shaheed. He has begun to show us the blessings of being shaheed, of being a martyr in the path of Allah. And the shaheed has many qualities. One of the qualities is that he does not feel the pain of death. Forgiveness is for him when the first bit of his blood flows. That he will see his place in paradise. That on the day of judgment his blood will become musk. It will become misk. And many of the believers last weekend had the pleasure to be in the company of Sheikh Tamimi Adnan, who had come from the Mujahideen. And on hearing his words, he brought back the memories to me of the short time that I spent with these individuals. May Allah give them paradise. He told us of the Mujahideen of the Afghan and how they have sacrificed their lives. How the smell of the musk is now becoming a regular smell known amongst the Mujahideen. He told us also of the Shaheed Khalid Kurdi, a young Muslim who I had the pleasure and honor of meeting and living with in the caves of Jaji Maidan, a young, simple Muslim from Medina Munawwara, from a place that nobody might expect to be in the mountains of Afghanistan. And he told us of Shaheed Khalid rahimahullah, that he went out into the battle and that a mine hit him. His right leg was blown off. His inside, the stomach inside, would come out of his body, was split open, and he had a wound on his hand. And when the doctor Saleh, Jazahullah Khairan, a Libyan, who was amongst the Mujahideen, a Mujahid for Allah, came to Khalid, baka alayhi buka'an shadida, he cried heavily for Khalid. And Khalid looked at him and said, Lish Tabkish, why do you cry? I only have a cut on my hand. He did not feel his leg off. He did not feel his insides out. It is something that we do not like to hear, but it is the mercy of Allah upon him. And they talked to Khalid for 3 hours with a normal conversation. They spoke to him until then he began to say, in the basic quote of the words, Allah, Allah, innaha jannah, innaha la shahada, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. He said, oh Allah, Allah, it is Jannah. He saw his place in paradise. He said, it is shahada, alhamdulillah. And then his soul went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole of the area filled with musk. They smelled the musk coming from the blood of Khalid rahimahullah. And so this is the miracle of Allah. He has shown it to us. He has given it to us that we could follow his path. And that others in the future, inshaAllah, will follow this righteous path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the highest part of Jannah to the shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and our children to also be of the shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise up the banner of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Afghan and the Mujahideen in Afghanistan now. And we say always, Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa saddid ya kareem wa timmin bil khair wa a'in ala nayli ridak. Oh Allah, make it easy. Don't make it difficult. And make it end in goodness. And help us as striving for your pleasure. And may Allah give us the strength to always send peace and blessings to Muhammad. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. تِمَّنْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَأَعِنْ عَلَى نَيْلِ رِضَاكَ. Oh Allah, make it easy. Don't make it difficult. And make it end in goodness. And help us in our striving for your pleasure. And may Allah give us the strength to always send peace and blessings to Muhammad. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم.